Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Bruce Breslow joins us talking about Fallon, Churchill County, and the Olympics. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Bruce Breslow. He is the head of Nevada Strategies, and in this role today, he's the executive director of the Churchill County and Fallon Economic Development Council. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
So growth is just exploding across Northern Nevada, and I think Southern Nevada looks to the north and goes, how is this happening? But it's not just happening in the metro areas of Reno Sparks and the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, but now it's spreading further east and hitting Fallon, which is mostly known, I think, by people from outside Fallon for the Naval Air Station. And that is causing a lot of issues as far as housing goes because of expansions there. So fill us in to what's going on with jobs and then what's going on with housing.
Thanks. Well, the city of Fallon and Churchill County, to start with, are 50 minutes east of Reno, for people that don't know where it is. And you can get a house there for $200,000 less than you can get a house in the Reno Sparks area. That coupled with, it's the only naval base in the country that has fewer homes or places to live than it has sailors. So they're upside down about 230. Coupled with their announcement that they're adding 1,300 new jobs to support the F-35 fighter, now you're 1,500 homes upside down. Couple that with the housing stock in the city is quite old. They haven't had an apartment complex built in the city or county in over 40 years. There's no modern apartment complex with a little workout gym or swimming pool or any of that. So we're seeing a lot of action starting. The land is still more affordable there. They have water. And it's an area, it's not a bedroom community. It has a community college, it has a hospital, it has private schools, it has, you know, a regular school district, an arts council, a downtown. It's a little slice of Americana 50 miles east of Reno Sparks, so we're seeing the growth. D.R. Horton, which is by volume the nation's largest nationally, you know, publicly traded home builder, has just acquired about 100 lots out there. They're going to start construction July or August. That's big news for Fallon because they've never had a public home builder doing that. But there's other things going on that are adding more jobs. So let me
jump in just for a quick second here. So does this even include the expansion of the range that the Naval Air Station has been going for, the military has been going for the last couple of years? Does this include this, or would that be an addition?
This is part of it all. The Navy needs to expand the bombing run because the F-35 releases its weapons so much further away and at much higher altitude, they need more room. There's also two SEALs training out there. There's a rescue SEALs group, and then there's a very live fire active one, and they're out of room as well. So that coupled with the county, there's a lands bill, hasn't moved yet in Congress, hopefully it will, that will allow the Navy to expand and allow the county, and then in that area, to replace the land that they would lose with property that is currently owned by the BLM that could be used for economic development, for grazing, for mineral rights, things like that.
Is there any doubt that this is going to occur? Because usually when the Navy or the military in general wants something, they end up getting it because it's a question of national security.
What's the only place in the country where they can blow things up? The Navy can do that. Everybody was on board, even though they didn't like it. But everybody was on board except for the local tribe, and they're great people. They just don't want anything to happen to the land in any way. But the rest of the community is pretty well aligned because it would yield a lot of benefits for the future of the community.
Okay, and D.R. Horton, like every other building company in the world, or at least in the United States, is looking at costs going up dramatically, mm-hmm. and then supply chain shortages. Is this affecting the timeline to be able to develop this area?
No, they got to build fast because there's such a need for housing. 22% of everybody that works at the naval base already commutes from a different county, not outside the town, a different county. They desperately need housing, and it's not just that. It's the community is bursting at the seams as well. And that's because of jobs. And now they were hard hit like everybody else with COVID-19, but they're coming back. A company called EnviroSafe D-Mill is moving forward. They're going to build a very unique plant. It's going to be disposing of all the munitions from the military in an environmentally safe way. They're building a plant north of Fallon along 95. That'll employ 60 more people. I have a large agricultural user in Arkansas that is very serious in making their third visit out here to look at building a big plant that would employ 200 more skilled workers.
And what would they be producing?
Without giving you their name, frozen rice.
Okay.
So anywhere you go in any grocery store or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or whatever, if there's a bag of frozen rice, it's grown in Sacramento or overseas, and it's made in Arkansas and then put in different labeled bags. But they need a West Coast, a second center, and we're trying to solve their unique needs.
Does Churchill County have the water resources? You said they had the water, but do they have the water resources to be a bedroom community for the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center and Reno Sparks? Because Reno Sparks is going to be landlocked here pretty darn soon.
Yeah. Fernley is a bedroom community. Fallon is a town, a community, a total community. One is some motels and fast food, and then just houses. The other, Fallon has everything that you'd want in a hometown. It's just small. So I think that. And what D.R. Horton said was very interesting. They're seeing people from both coasts leaving the coasts, getting away from all of the metro areas. They want to feel safe. They want to own a little bit of land. They want to have room to breathe. And Fallon hits that right on the head for them. So eventually I see all of Fernley and all of Fallon, as well as Dayton and Silver Springs and everything else, building out. It has to, because without additional land and the traffic nightmares now trying to get in from the North Valleys and Reno Sparks, it's faster than fighting that traffic to just get on I-80 and drive to Fallon.
So I mean, it's one of the things that's going to be needed is transportation. It seems to me that that's the limit on growth is how well you can transport people from one place to another, and we've been sadly lacking in that for decades in Northern Nevada.
Well, unless you're going to build your own railroad like the olden days with that zip people along. I mean, it boggles my mind. Well, we claim to be an industrial leader in the world. We don't have any, bullet trains in the United States zipping people around.
I think it's disgusting. I think it's shameful.
It is. Of course, that will, be part of solving the riddle if infrastructure is actually built. But right now, once you get past USA Parkway, where all the cars jump off, the rest of it is a very, easy drive out to Fernley and then through the roundabout and out to Churchill County. And I also see, because Trick sold out, you're going to see the area in Hazen and East Fernley merge into one giant industrial area, about 20,000 acres of land. And there's some that has, water. All of it has rail. Industrial Realty Group just bought a rail park, and they're expanding by hundreds of more acres. They're looking at building some very large buildings, offloading, connecting with freighters directly, contracts with the Port of Oakland, things like that. So that area is growing. If somebody wants to get a house, if you could find one, because they're sold as soon as they're built, that's much more affordable and still live in a community. They don't have a Costco. You'll have to drive here to go
right.
to Costco. But
now, when you say 20,000 acres, is that 20,000 developable acres?
Absolutely, it's flat.
Because that's a lot of land.
Yeah.
That's enough for what, a city of 200,000 people?
Yes, but it doesn't have the water in that area to support residential. It'll be industrial. It's a much lower water usage and makes much more sense there, especially with the rail lines going through it. You've got UP, you've got Burlington. So I see that Hazen area, at least initially, as industrial. There's some plans to import water from other areas, but I'm not going to be talking about that at this time because
right.
it's a long way off.
Right, right. And it was interesting to see during this legislative session where prior to it, water was going to be a big part of this session, mm-hmm. and it ended up being very little. I mean, basically the Southern Nevada Water Authority got permission to take away water rights for people watering in medians. And that's actually hugely beneficial to Southern Nevada, but that was the only major change.
Well, out in Fernley and Fallon, it's mostly groundwater that the communities are based on. And the first President Roosevelt, I think 1904, 1905, built the Newlands Project, created Lahontan Reservoir, the Derby Dam, it devastated Pyramid Lake, but it provided water to the desert. And all of that contributes to the aquifer, which is where the groundwater has been very, very stable, and it is the water supply for out there. It's not where they get the water for farming, that's coming off of the ditches, but the underground water out there is substantial.
What about the lining of the canal that goes to Fallon?
It's the Fernley area where there's a proposal to line the canal, and that's a big problem for the city of Fernley because
right.
the canal seepage is what recharges the aquifer and the groundwater. So if they line that, they won't get the seepage, it won't recharge, and it will threaten the groundwater supplies in Fernley, in Fallon.
Yeah, well, but I mean, it's an interesting conundrum because over the years, the complaint has been that pretty much half of the water has been lost in that canal to seepage. And so people have been saying forever that that needs to be lined. Now you line the canal, and now the city of Fernley is in deep trouble because of it.
Because they built because of the groundwater and the wells out there. Fernley has some other challenges with the Reno Sparks sewer plant is pumping effluent into the Truckee, and when they shut off water coming out of Lake Tahoe, what's left going down the river in the middle of the summer is mostly effluent, and it's not good to have that. So they've got to solve that issue as well.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Bruce Breslow after this timeout.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bruce Breslow. He is the executive director of the Churchill County and Fallon Economic Development Area. Churchill County is not just sitting by waiting for other people to do things. They're involved in a civic center project that we've got blueprints of here. Tell me about this and what it's going to do for Churchill County.
Well, Churchill County has had this fairgrounds and rodeo grounds and a lot of special events over the years, but what they didn't have is an indoor arena. So they're building a 75,000 square foot arena civic center. It'll have 20,000 square feet of exhibition space and things like that. So you'll have rodeo events, equestrian events, you'll have cattle auctions, you'll have animal auctions, you'll have a floor that you can put on top to do concerts and sporting events and things like that. And it'll be air conditioned, it'll be beautiful, and it'll seat over 1,800 people, and it's under construction as we speak.
And that can make a huge difference. You know, putting in a place like that in Laughlin turn Laughlin around in terms of their event center.
Yeah.
So it really can make a difference. I wanted to go back, if I could, to the industrial parks, because this is really a big deal that has kind of gone under the radar, not at the Fallon Naval Air Station, but under the radar everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
This really will be a big turnaround for Churchill County from a quieter place to a place with a lot more business.
Both Lyon County and Churchill County, because the land stretches across both. One gentleman has 3,200 acres in Lyon County. There was a company named TerraScale that made a big announcement that they were going to go on that property. I think they're going to a different location at this point. But that property plus land that a gentleman named Tim Tucker owns, it's 21,000 acres on both sides of Highway 50, both sides with rail going through it. Those two pieces of property together could be an amazing economic, you know, a second economic revolution for Northern Nevada. It's just a matter of timing and getting the infrastructure in place. Everything is slowed down because of the lack of infrastructure. So I've had six companies ready to buy land out there. They said, well, you don't already have the infrastructure in the ground. And, you know, the counties can't afford to put in all of the infrastructure that's required to do it. The developer needs to. So it's a matter of timing and the right people and the right opportunity merging and getting it kick-started. And once it starts, I don't think it'll ever stop.
You know, that's one of the interesting things about economic development that I learned because of Tahirino Industrial Center, which was that Roger Norman had the foresight and the guts.
And the money.
Well, I was going to say, to put up the money, yeah. To put in the infrastructure so that when companies came a-calling, they could point to all the infrastructure that was already in place. And it seems like nobody else ever does that. And that is really the key. It's still going to take 20-odd years. I mean, you know, that's the other thing for people that are sitting at home going, oh, my goodness, you know, we can't take all this development. This is a 20 to 30-year project.
At least. And you need a sewer package plant. You need a water plant. You need roads. You need natural gas lines. You know, they come right up to it, but not through it. Things like that. You have to expand the capacity. NV Energy's got to add capacity in their transmission lines for all of Fallon, for Fernley, for that area, because we have a lot of renewable energy companies that are leasing more ground for geothermal and want to put in big solar projects, and there's not capacity in the lines to add that.
Okay, so does Chris Brooks's bill that just passed through the legislature help with that, for NV Energy to be able to expand the distribution?
I'm hoping that anything will help NV Energy expand, but it has to be a project, has to be a plan, has to be approved by the PUC, and we have to convince them that the need is now and not, you know, some future year.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to change topics completely after this time out.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today. We fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bruce Breslow. He heads up Nevada Strategies, and in his spare time, every 4 years, forever, you've been going and doing commentary at the Olympics. A lot of people will remember you from your sportscaster days in Reno, and you and I worked together for many, many years. The Tokyo Olympics are coming, and yet there are all kinds of problems, headwinds facing it. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. At this point, there's not going to be any fans allowed, and you know, you can't fly into Japan. You're not allowed to be a tourist there. Even the locals haven't been allowed yet to buy tickets, and they're only 3% vaccinated as when we're recording this show, and that's a big challenge for them. They're very slow to vaccinate and to get the vaccine and to get it in the arms of their population.
Do we know why?
I'm not an expert.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
On that, I can tell you that the existence that I'm going to have at this Olympics, I've been doing them since 1984, is going to be totally different. You arrive, you're tested four times before you get off the plane, starting in Reno to the airplane. You're quarantined for 4 days in your hotel room. After that, you can get on a bus, an Olympic bus, and go to an international broadcast center. We're not going to be able to do the play-by-play from the basketball arena. I'm going to have to do it from a studio. I'll be fed there, and then I'll get back on a bus, and I'll go back to my hotel room. And the hotel room is smaller than this table.
Okay.
It's a typical Japanese commuter hotel. It's going to be, we can't go out. We can't go to a restaurant in Japan. We can't shop. We can't contribute to the economy, and we can't be a tourist. It's just not allowed because of the precautions they're taking to try to keep everybody safe. But, you know, all of these countries that are coming, some of them, most of them, are so poor that they do not have any vaccine.
And the cost to the Japanese economy has to be stunning.
Well, if you're the local host, all your money comes from ticket sales. And if you don't have any ticket sales, they're going to take a huge bath. But the IOC is the one who controls the rights, and they stand to make billions of dollars in television revenue, so they don't want to cancel it, even though the Japanese people want to cancel it, and the Japanese doctors want to cancel it, and they're marching in the streets to try to cancel it.
Okay, but it's the IOC that makes the final decision.
Absolutely.
That's where we have to leave it. Bruce Breslow, keep us updated on this, will you? All right, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel.